Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together. Say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep it together. Somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I needing you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me. We only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. Girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that I want this forever. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep
money, lot of money, not even know what they be doing. Just be that flow that be wake up and snoring. Fuck on this bitch and I'm gone in the morning. Got these deposits I'm counting this morning. Label meetings and they talking about torn. Might do the big body, might do the torn. Ringing alarms while these little niggas snoring. Fendi new Celine, might do the lawn. His car a citizen, claim it's a foreign. His bitch be digging me, say that he born. He ain't packing like daddy be holding. I'm in the guts and I'm stabbing, I'm stroking. Shit is a movie, now keeping it moving. I'm with the dogs, yeah. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a fence. Yeah. Don't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas be funny. They rather get bitches, I'd rather get money. I hear them talking like they actually bout it. Feel like P, yeah, nigga, I'm bout it. Big racks, big straps, new plaques. your batch. New weed, good batch. New deal, new coupe, fish scale. Bobby whirl, ride around on that big wheel. New ice, new drip, big chill. I hear him talking, I'm a big deal. No baby milk, but I'm in for milk. Slow down, little nigga, cause shit here could get ill. I drill all that noise, I be moving with poise. Mop sticks, rock sticks, chopsticks. I hear him talking like they hot shit. Slow down, dusty nigga, you niggas not it. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popping, little nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scammer dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga, we don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a feast.
Yo, yo, yo. You know what it is, because it's Monday. So you know what that means. How the life experience is taking over from 8:30 to 8:15. You know the number. 563-999-3718. So we out here. We out here with our boy Dre Star and the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful V Tony. Is in the building. We got a very special guest in the show tonight. A part of the two-part series, The Power Couple. I'm going to let V inform you with that in a little bit. So sit tight, hold on. We'll go to another song and come back and start the show. I want to thank all y'all for joining me tonight. Big shout out to my man Richard, Mike, Randy, I mean, Flyboy, everyone on the East Coast, the West Coast, all over. So thank y'all for being here, and we'll be right back.
Let's go. Hey. Keep me together. Say you keep me together. Say the only thing you mean. Keep me together. Yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me. I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gonna leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep this together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah. Keep me when I need somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange the toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me, we only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. Girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that I want this forever. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up. Trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back how everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. It's just you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little sticky. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' be if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah. My man, Sean Day. out of Englewood, New Jersey, doing his thing, man. That's my man right there, man. We go back a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah, people, what's going on, man? What's going on, people? What a great star. Back at you. I hope everyone has a great, great, great weekend. It was snow in my area. So I don't know where you at. We got a little bit of snow, but it ain't last too long. You know what I'm saying? Yo, people, look. I'm going to bring in a friend of mine. We grew up together. Go way back from campus. Out in Patterson. A real special brother to me, man. You know, always been there for me. My down times, my up times, all the time. It's my man, Richard Jackson. What's going on, Rick? Yo, yo.
Yeah, it's crazy since snow's out here, but it's not as bad over there. It's not as bad. Just a little bit of flurries, nothing to really catch.
Yeah, we lost Richard.
Oh, you lost Richard? All right.
Cool.
Wait for him to call back. Yeah, RV. The weather's crazy.
Yeah, the weather is crazy.
Well, for real. It was like, what, like 55 degrees out here today?
Huh?
It was like 55 degrees out here. How's the weather out there by you?
Actually, it was actually pretty nice out here. It was pretty nice out here, but you know what? They've been talking about the temperature dropping again, and so I don't know what to say about it. But at least we know we're getting towards spring. With the time springing forward, we need to spring towards that summertime. You feel me?
For real. That's my season. I'll be outside all the time in springtime. Spring and summer? For real.
I think that's everybody, though.
Yeah. It's funny because I'll be out. I don't go outside too much during the wintertime. Every time I go outside, I'm like, Dre, what's up? You was locked up, bro? I'm like, nah, bro. I wasn't locked up, though. I was just in the house, man. Okay. So, D, why don't you tell everybody about the show tonight, about our guests?
So tonight we got a really cool lit show. There's this para power couple. That's what I would call them, the para power couple. A para live couple that actually is on the move. Like they make nothing. They make sure you know nothing stops them. Wheels is up, we out. So I'd like everybody to give a warm welcome to Para Bliss.
Yeah, that's a good show. Cool, that's a show. We're going to bring her on about 8:45. We're going to bring her on. And okay, we're going to chop it up to see what keeps her motivated, what keeps her going. You know how we do here on the Humble Life Experience. We like to get to know everybody and find out what makes them, you know, keep the energy and keep going, you know? It's a very, very hard world to live in. It's not too easy to follow a dream, but leaving a dream. So I can't wait to chop it up with her. So look, we got Ashley. What's up, boss?
Won't you let the people know about pressing one?
Oh, yeah. If you guys are on the line, and you want to go live, please press number one to let us know that, you know, you're down with the call. And you're really trying to be a part of something out here. You know what I'm talking about? Don't forget, press that one if you want to go live. Other than that, you go sit there and listen, and we do appreciate that. Definitely. So, V, how was your weekend?
The weekend was cool. It was lit. I went out to dinner with the fam, went out to a Chinese buffet. spend time with the kids. Longest day in the world is trying to go pick up your kids from school when one kid is in elementary school and the other kid is in college and they're both trying to go home. That's what I call a long day, but it was all worth it. I had a blast just driving around in the car with the kids. So how was your weekend?
It's okay. Quiet. I did too much. They did some editing work. You know, quiet weekend. It was cool. I had a kid this week. I got a kid next week. Next week is daddy duty.
Daycare. I hear you. Daddy daycare. We rolling through. Drive through
always,
and drop them off.
All right, so look, man, we're going to go to a quick song and come back with our very, very, very special guest and, chop it up. We'll be right back. You know the number, 563-999-3718. And hit that one. Go ride, you know? And then you're going to talk to the queen and Dre Star.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sip of beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
That's that boy early, 7:30. I retired to New Jersey for that walk with me. That's one of the winners of our competition. Battle of the Beats competition last summer. So, be on the lookout this summer. It's coming back. So, have y'all songs ready? You know what I mean? She's going to take on the championship this year. All right. Like I was saying before, I'm going to bring in my man, Richard Jackson. He's back. Sorry, the phone call had dropped before. Richard, thank you for being here, brother.
You very, very welcome, Dre, my bro. My little bro, I should say.
Glad to be.
Hey, whatever you want to call it, I'm a roll with it.
All right. All right. V Tony, This is Richard Jackson, my brother. And this is Jackson. This is my beautiful co-host, V. Tony.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, Richard. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Right. Okay. Yo, we have a great show for you, like you said. We ain't going to hold no more punches. DJ, why don't you call up the guest?
So we're going to call out Miss Tara Bliss. Come rolling through.
Yes, sir.
1 second.
All right. So how's the weather out there? Are you ready?
Man, listen, it's crazy. It's cold. You know, I'm in Paramus and whatnot, so it's cold.
Please
know,
leave your message
weather.
For 2674614349.
All right, you gotta try that again.
Let me try it again.
Yeah. Or B, you want to go to that stage and call her and let her know that we saw her?
Yeah, I'm doing that now, actually.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so Paramus. Yeah, that's not too far for me. That's not too far for me. Yeah, man, it's really not your favorite, man. You gotta have a jacket one day, a raincoat the next day, and a sled the next day, right? And a basketball shirt. You know what I'm saying? Man.
I tell you what, y'all go ahead and act cute if y'all want to. I'm still going to wear my jacket. I don't care. I ain't trying to get sick. I ain't trying to catch pneumonia. I ain't trying to catch none of that.
Yeah, for real, man. You can't
bro,
that's
how you got that good sense. You got that good sense that lets you know it's still winter out here. We haven't all the way crossed over into spring. Spring is on the 21st. We got this stuff called common sense. We know it is still getting cold a little bit. Just because it got a little warm don't mean come outside in some booty shorts now. Come on, get some sense. Put your coat back on. Don't act like you don't know because you saw a little bit of sunshine. You want to show some skin, bro, and catch pneumonia while you at it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's okay to be pretty cozy. It is A-okay.
I've been in the hospital 2 times this year. I'm not trying to go back.
What's that old saying, Dre? 3 strikes you out?
Damn skippy. Hey. Trying to go back to that shit, man.
I don't think any of us want to go back there. That's like the worst place in the world to select one of us is going back to the hospital. We'll do any and everything not to go back to that mug.
Indeed. They tried to keep me, bro. They tried to keep me in the hospital. Like, I had to go to a rehab because my insurance wouldn't pay for another night in the hospital. But I needed my antibiotics like 3 more days. So I go there and they wasn't going to let me out. They were like, oh, yeah, you're here permanently. Like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not, yo. It was hard to get out of the hospital, bro. Yeah.
Yo, when you got good insurance and they see that, they don't want to let go.
They see numbers and guinea pigs. I could sign this person up. Ooh. I can get that. They in a chair. You know what? I can prescribe anything and get away with it and call it a medical necessity. And y'all gonna sign off on it and let me go on ahead and make more money. And it don't matter if it's going to put the person back in the hospital. It don't matter if it's going to cause more problems to them. It's just a number game to keep the insurance companies going. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what you always
told me, right? Right before when you get ready to go in the hospital, you'd be like, yo, they don't look at me the same. You gotta call. You gotta call. Keep calling.
Yeah.
And checking and let them know I got somebody out there.
Right. Yeah. So you know, Randy is basically my only family really out here. That I said, count on, something happens to me, do this, do that, and that. You know what I mean? So when I go in the hospital, I'm like, yo, bro, let these people know I'm not alone. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
They find out you're alone, it's over.
They find out you ain't got people with you and that you ain't got support. They're going to try and get you for any and everything and then act like they didn't do shit.
Yeah. 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 Man. So, you checked that game last night, Rick? The Lakers and Phoenix?
Man, listen, that was a crazy game.
They playing tonight again. The Lakers playing again tonight.
Oh, they're going to win tonight. So they embarrassed about last night. So they're going to play
you
hard
think so?
Tonight. Yeah. Yeah, I can't really lose Toronto, though.
They
at home?
Toronto. Yeah, they home.
Hey, Dre, who you got in March Madness?
North Carolina, always.
All right, I hear you.
Well, it sounds like you're not confident in North Carolina.
Nah. I like North Carolina, but I bleed blue, so you know where I'm at.
You ain't Duke, right?
Duke all the way.
Yeah. Dude, I'm gonna go with the underdog and try to go with Xavier.
Oh, you know what? They had a running wild, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Xavier. I mean, the number one. Gonzaga is up there. Gonzaga. But,
yeah, Gonzaga. Yeah, they're number one.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, that's who you got to look out for.
Yeah. All right, you want me to call? I'm calling.
Yeah. It's not showtime, people. You can't y'all waiting long enough. It's on you, B.
I heard you.
Thunder Life Reality Radio. Or anything can happen at any time.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
You still got my number, right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
Yeah, man. So look, we're gonna check in again, with and see what's going on with the desk. we're going to go to a song and come right back. Jay, give me something. We're going to see what's going on.
All right. Give me a second. Give me a second.
All right. You know, the number 563-999-3718. On the life experience.
My money only thing I'm calculating. Pressure get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate it. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. My money only thing I'm calculating. My money only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate it. Your wins and then they change the conversation. If you owe me money, pay me, I'm impatient. And if I owed you money, shit, you gon' keep waiting. I don't owe nobody shit. Take care of my business, I'm legit. Can't fuck with my team, we too equipped. Throw me a bag, but I make a flip. On point, bet you'll never see me slip. A1 when I'm saucing with a drip. A1 when I'm saucing with a drip. Top speed when I'm flossing with a whip. G5 when I'm flying, taking trips. If you see me, know my presence is a gift. Too lit, I mean all these haters sick. It's a nasty world, you already know the clip. My money only thing I'm calculating. Pressures get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. My money only thing I'm calculating. My money only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation.
Oh, this girl thinks she the shit now. Bougie as hell, now she getting money. We should show back in the day, that bitch was broke back when I was getting it.
Wow, so you don't got time for me? Start your little career now you don't even know nobody? Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here, bitch, that shit gon' work.
That's when you see the true colors in these frenemies. All up in my face and behind my back is different energy. They don't want me to win, they would rather see the end of me. You'd be surprised what people do over jealousy. Listen, I keep my circle at the minimum. If they ain't on my level, best believe me, I ain't friendly. Old friends, they mad now. They said that I ain't helping them. But where were you when I was in the trenches? I was struggling. Now I'm in my bag and you mad, cause I'm doubling, not juggling.
Here was this turning, it's puzzling. Every time I check my money coming.
Every time I check my money coming.
Every time I check my money coming.
Every time I check my money coming. My money only thing I'm calculating. Pressures get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. My money only thing I'm calculating. My money only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation.
Why y'all hating? I ain't waiting, I'm getting to the money. My money, I'm conquering, I bet you can't take it from me. I'm from the bottom and now I know at the top it's lonely. They only want you around only when their stomach hungry. Why y'all hating? I ain't waiting, I'm getting to the money. My money, I'm conquering, I bet you can't take it from me. I'm from the bottom and now I know at the top it's lonely. They only want you around only when their stomach hungry.
Money only thing I'm calculating. Pressures get shaky when they see you about to make it. You just can make love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation. Money only thing I'm calculating. Money only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation.
Yeah. You know how you do. On the Life Experience Podcast. The beautiful D. Tony, your boy, Trey Saw. Look, man, we gotta do it like this. I'm gonna hand the floor over to Tony. V?
Yeah.
About next week, I'll tell you about next week's show.
So next, we're going to postpone the show and go ahead and push it forward to Ray. What's good?
So next Monday, make sure y'all check in, because the show you all get tonight, you'll get next week. We promise. With all our heart, we'll trust our heart, and hope to die. We will have this show for you next week. We had a little technical problems, and we'll fix that by next week. And we thank you for being patient. We thank you for tuning in. But right now, we're going to turn the tables to Richard. Richard, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dre. What's up?
All right. So look, right, man. This is what we're going to do. Let's find out a little bit more about you. What you like the audience to know who you are, what you're about, and, you know, things like that.
Well, Trevi, I'm a simple person. You know that. I don't pull no punches. Me and Dre, we grew up together. You know, we've been boys for, 25 years or more?
We went to the same. We've been here 25 years, a long time.
Well, you know
it
what
sounds
I
mean.
Good. Somebody showing me age, Dre.
I'm sorry, though. I mean, we've been 25 years for a long time.
Yes, a long time.
Yeah.
Somebody
showing me
age. But you know what they say, black don't crack.
Sure
yeah,
don't.
Sure.
Nah, but me and Dre, we've been friends for a long, I've been by his side through thick and through thin. Dre, if I'm lying, I'm flying. We did everything together, didn't we?
Yeah, man, can't hold me.
We went places you would never think we went to. We did things you would think, oh, they ain't going to get into nothing. We were no angels back then. We were no angels.
Yeah.
So what was y'all
those
getting?
Those
huh? So let us into some insight on a younger Dre. What was Dre like back then? About 25 years ago, what was he getting into?
Oh, man.
Where's the little right. angel and the little, or should I say there was a little devil and a little devil, huh?
I'm not going to say he was innocent, and I'm not going to say I was innocent. But where you saw Dre, you saw me. You know, where you saw Dre, you saw me. We were like two peas in a pod.
Until grandma stole you. Until grandma stole you.
Yeah. Grandma, saw me. What's up?
Hey, audience, let me ask y'all a question. Has this ever happened in mankind history? How did your great grandmother, God bless her soul, I love you, I miss you. How could your great grandmother steal your friend?
Mm-mm. What?
she stole my friend. Like, it got
Dre,
to a point where.
Explain that. Like, huh? Like how you let that go down?
Okay, grandma get when she wanted. No, grandma says all wrestling. She's a very, 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 very strong believer in Hulk Hogan, John Cena, all that. You know what I'm saying? And Richard would be the only friend that would come in the house and sit down and talk to her. You know what I'm saying? So, before you know it, she took my best friend from me. We took her to church. We took her to church together. Yeah. She had her church every Sunday, man.
But you got to understand something, though, Dre. I'm a lovable person. I got love for everybody.
Encourage, man. Encourage.
You know, I'm not one of those that... Go ahead.
Yeah, y'all moved away. I just said y'all moved away, man. You held it down for me. You held her down. I moved out. You know what I'm saying? I'll already be grateful to you for that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. You know, that was my grandmother, too. I loved her dearly. You know, and I would do it 10 times again if I had to.
Right. So, look, aren't you just a little bit of background about you, right? Like, you know what I mean? Your how many brothers and sisters you got, you know, only child. Like, what's up? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm the baby boy. Got three brothers, two sisters. Both parents are deceased. You know, from Patterson. You know, I don't like to really talk about myself too much, you know. But you know, if there's anything anybody want to know, feel free to ask. I'm a humble person. I don't like to argue. I don't like to fight.
You can fight. The way your big ass arms are, you're knocking me out real quick. I would like to fight you. It might hurt somebody.
But you know how Leos are, Dre. You know how Leos are, so.
Yeah.
We fight if we have to.
Right. You also, like, share with people about your disability and things like that?
Well, I was born with, I don't know if a lot of you know a lot about it, but I was born with spinal bifida. And let me, you know, touch on that a little bit. Just in case, for those that don't know what it is, it's curvature of the spine. And when I was born, they had to go in and correct that problem. And as I got older, they figured they could fix the problem, but there was no correcting it. And a lot of people, to this very day, they look at me and they're like, you know, you were strong young man. And I don't see myself as having a disability. I may not be able to do some of the things that other people can do, but I'm not ashamed of that.
Right,
I live my life just as the next person.
You're either young man.
I may not. I got married. I was married. Well, this year would have been 13 years. I lost my wife last year. And somewhere down the road, hopefully I'll find another boo. You know, time will tell when that person comes into my life. But right now, I'm just doing me, you know, focusing on God. You know, because without him, I can't do nothing.
That's true.
Well, amen to that.
So, you know, I'm just a humble person, you know. I don't try to pretend to be something that I'm not. My mother didn't raise me like that. Well, my parents didn't raise me like that. And Dre, you know me. you know me. I'm not one of those. I'm the type of person that I'll sit back and I observe a lot of stuff. And if I see something is not right, then I'll step in. But I'm not about to hurt myself. You know, I don't believe in fighting unless I really have to.
Yeah.
No, I'm not about.
What's something that you would say? What would be something that you would want to say to somebody that doesn't know anything about spina bifida, but wants to encourage you and not belittle you? What would you tell them to say? What would you tell them to do? Well, how would you tell them to act towards someone with spina bifida?
I would tell them, don't treat me no different than the next person. Look at me as if I don't have a disability, because I don't want you to treat me no different than the next person. That is normal. You know, that's how I see it. You know, because I don't want somebody to feel sorry for me. I had enough of that when I was growing up. Now that I'm older, let me do for me. If I can't do something, let me ask. I don't want you to come, oh, let me help you. No, let me do. Because if I allow you to help me, then I'm going to continue on. Let me do it. You know, try to anyway. You know, that's how I would approach it.
That's a very great independent spirit to have. What would you say to other spina bifida patients like yourself that feel like they shouldn't be, like they shouldn't ask for as much help as they do? Or like they should ask for more help? Because, you know, being in a chair, you get people that come up to you and ask and constantly want to, oh, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? But, and they mean well, they want to be politically correct. But have you ever noticed how sometimes when those people want to try and help you, that they're actually more in the way and more of a hindrance than a help? What would
exactly.
you tell
that's,
them?
That's...
What would you ask
them,
to do for you instead of constantly wanting to help you? How would you want them to approach you? Would you rather them just let you do it completely on your own, or would you want the help? Would you want someone to ask you for that help?
It depends on the situation that I'm in. Now, let's just say for the sake of saying, let's just say I'm in a grocery store and there's something that I want on a very high shelf. Now, I can be prideful and try to get it myself, or I can ask somebody that works in the store to get it for me. Now, if it's on a high shelf, of course I'm going to ask for help. But if it's on a shelf where I can reach it, then I'm good. But for me, I would tell them, if you feel that you can do it, you don't never feel that you can't ask for help. Always ask for help if you feel that you can't do it. But if on the other hand, if you feel that you can do it, try. That's all you can do is try. Nobody's going to fault you for not trying.
True, but then you have those people that also, you have a lot of people that are in chairs that have various different situations. Some of them have spina bifida, spinal cord injuries. Some of them have, like Dre, some of them have MS. Some of them have just different situations that have caused us all to be in the chair. And then you have different people, some people that embrace it, move on. Okay, we got it. We're good. Like how we are. Get up. And then you have the other people that get complacent, they're frustrated, and they're mad. They want to sit still and get mad at the world for not being able to get up and go, for having the FOMO, the fear of missing out. We all know about that. Feel like you're being left out of something. How would you motivate that? What would you say to that person to get them to not be so angry with themselves, but realize you can get up and do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Go through it. Go through the motion. Go through the motion. I'm going to give you a little story if we have time. When I lost my mother 4 years ago, That was that right there next to my wife was my world. If I did not have my wife by my side, I don't know how I would have handled that situation. You know, and a lot of people, you know, they mourn differently. You know, and like I said, 4 years later, you know, I still miss my mother. But at the same time, you get people that will say, oh, she's in a better place. Remember all the good times. Yeah, you can do all of that. But at the same time, you find yourself doing little things like picking up the phone, trying to call her, you know, wishing, oh, she was still on the other end. You know, little things like that.
Yeah, girl, I thought I was tripping. Girl, I swear I thought I was eating myself. Like, every time, girl, I had a dream about my grandmother, and I was looking at her like, yeah, I gotta call her real quick. I was like, oh, shit, like, that dream is so real.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? Like, jeez.
I would try my best to motivate the next person that, you know, would be, you know, whatever disability they may have. I would try to motivate them to try and do what they can do. You know, that's all I can really do is try to motivate. You know, I wish back then I had people to motivate me. I had to motivate myself. You know, I had to motivate going in and out of the hospitals, having different surgeries, missing school. I mean, the list is endless in my life. But the one thing that I did not do, I did not hang my head and say, why, God, why? I never questioned God on my disability. And that goes for anybody. Never hang your head or never question God for what he did. You know, rather it be...
It has to be for a reason. It's a reason for anything.
Thank you. Thank you, Dre. You summed it all up right there. You summed it up right there.
Not only is it a reason for everything, but God has a way of putting his toughest soldiers through the... He puts his strongest soldiers through the roughest battle. If we have to go through these battles and go through all these trials and tribulations, that furthermore just shows you exactly how strong you really are and how strong God is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You're going through those things, and he's allowing it to happen. He must think you have a world of strength, and he must know that you have that world of strength in you for you to be able to handle it, because he's allowing it to happen. So, yeah, that's a lot of strength.
I have to rely on God every day to get me through. I don't know when I wake up. I don't know what's going to be in front of me. I don't know what the devil is going to throw at me. So I have to be prepared for what comes through that day. Each and every day I have to be prepared. Because if not, then the enemy can slip in and say, okay, I got another. Am I right or wrong, Dre?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
He does it every
day. You have to stay prayed up. That's one.
You know how God likes to always say, kick your foot on the devil's neck.
You have to, because if you don't, once that devil sees that he can get a hold of you, he's gonna try his best.
Yeah. Look, guys, this has been a great show. It may have not turned out how you wanted it turned out, but it turned out the way it turned out. And I appreciate Richard for being here, filling in for
our guests.
Like I said, Rick, man, the door's open for you, man. This thing right here I'm talking with Bill is a tree. And with this tree, there's branches. And ain't no branch bigger than the other one. And I hope as you plant this seed right here, that this thing grow into something real, real big. V. Tony, I want to thank you so much. This is your third week here, and you're faithful. You've been here on time. You never have a, Jay, I don't know. You know what I mean? You're always here, and I really do appreciate you.
Thank you for letting me.
Of course. DJ Sean, I thank
Ray,
you.
What's
up?
Let me say one thing. Like I told you backstage, I'm here for you day or night. Whenever you need me, you got my number. I'll even give you my email. So you got any way you need to get in contact with me, you can have my email. You got my number. Any way you need to get in contact with me, anything you need me to do, pick up the phone, say, yo, I need you. You ain't even got to finish the sentence. I'm on it.
Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that.
I'm going to be dedicated to you only as I can. I'm not going to give you 40%. I'm not going to give you 50%. I'm giving you 100% of me.
I appreciate that, brother.
Jason, Randy, Josh,
I got you working all the time tonight, man. I appreciate that, brother.
It's all right. The only thing is, it's a shame that the last, 15, 20 minutes might not have been recorded because we went over.
But, yeah, I know.
That's the only thing. But I wanted to say something first.
What's up?
A lot of times in life, you know, I hear you and I hear V and I hear my man Richard talking. And a lot of times, you know, when you talk about being like when you was talking about when you be in the hospital and you got a disability, how people look at you different. How Richard spoke about certain things, about never feeling down and all that and stuff like that. But a lot of times in the world, people perceive you a different way. And sometimes you might feel like, I don't know, well, sometimes you could not really feel like that, but you could be around a whole bunch of people who don't got a disability, and you could be like, man, I feel awkward that I got a disability, but maybe not you three, but other people in the world. But being on this show with y'all three, I feel like I had a disability, you know what I mean? Listening to you and Richard and V talk, I feel like I'm listening to y'all, and I'm feeling like I'm awkward, or I feel like I got a disability. So, you never know. I learned from listening to you. You know, you three. You know what I mean? So it's always each one teach one, and you're never too old to learn something, because I hear the strength in Richard's voice. I hear the power, the confidence in V voice. I always hear Dre. Dre is like a breath of fresh air. His willpower is infinite. It's endless. So like from just listening to you three, you know what I mean? It really motivated me in more ways than one. And it gave me a different, ever since I wrote Dre's book, I got a different aspect on life. But even listening to you three tonight, it really motivated me. And this, you need to continue this show another time. for more people to hear it.
Yes.
Yes.
It is. All we need is $100,000 more a year. We'd be just fine. $100,000 more, Jay songs, and we'd be just fine.
That's what's right.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
Yeah. There you go. But as I said, guys, you know, I love y'all. It's a long week until next Monday. So everyone be safe. Keep your mask on. Keep your jacket on. And, you know,
until the 21st, and please have some common sense, baby. Get your elderberry, get your sea moss, don't forget your hot tea.
I take elderberry,
I take selenium, I take zinc, I take all that.
I was actually just picking up some elderberry for my son.
Yeah, I've been taking that for about since almost 2 years now, since this COVID started. I take the zinc and the succumbus elderberry and selenium, and then I mix it in with some vitamin C sometimes. Unfortunately,
okay.
Thank God,
yeah,
I never caught the COVID yet. Thank God.
Girl, I know what's
on the lookout? Look for some Ocean Spray makes cranberry juice with the elderberry. I found it in, like, Walmart. You guys should get that out. I'm big on vitamin C. Get vitamin C with elderberry. Yeah, that's the move.
Okay, I gotta look into that.
Yes, cranberry juice with elderberry.
Somebody just sent me a text or something saying, I don't know if it's true or if it's a fake blog, but somebody just sent me a link saying it's a new virus now, BA2. It's just starting in China, and they're shutting down China. So it should be saying it might be in the United States and the northern eastern states like New York, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. So keep your mask on.
What?
I just got that text.
Oh, no.
Crazy, right? They just shut China down again. So keep your mask on. Don't believe the hype.
Hell nah.
Yeah, we sanitizing up around here.
Yep, keep it like that.
I don't get all inside because fuck that. Good. Your house. My name is Craig. You want to see me?
Wait.
You're around that.
How you come out? Were you supposed to be coming, and we were talking about you coming to that 420 event.
Yeah, that's like 2 months away, right?
That's next month.
Like
420.
Oh, next month. Yeah.
The comedy show.
Oh, he'll be ready by then. I'll make sure of that.
All right.
We get the van and everything, we go everywhere. Huh?
All right, that's what you're talking about.
You heard me?
Huh?
What?
You heard me? I got to see how beautiful you look in person.
Yes, you got to come see us in person, come to the venue. And as a matter of fact, I got to send you the video link. I posted it up of what the venue is going to look like for that 420 event. Lock your face off. Yeah, I'm going to send you the video link so you can see what the venue looks like. But it looks really nice. It's really cool.
Are they selling tables there?
Huh?
Are they selling tables? Vending tables?
Kind of, sort of. It's going to be a lounge. It's a hall where they're doing the lounge, where they're setting up the comedy show and vendors.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. I had talked to old boy today. Strap.
Yeah,
he said he had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, guys. So, until next week, y'all know my number. Y'all need me. Hit me up. Jason, thank you. Rick, thank you. D, thank you.
All right.
Y'all know what it is. Hug the life. Your radio/experience. See y'all next week. All right.
See you next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Got some gas, nigga, roll up, ayy.
Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Y'all party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down, cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan. I be jiggin' with a beeper, hit the payphone. Get it in with my meager, split the pesos. Might need you for the neck, but I don't chase hoes. I can get you for the checks, I want the bankrolls. Your bitch gon' eat the D, I call it Mickey D's. All this water on my neck, I'm drippin' VVs. Put the ice up on my wrist and we're in a D-freeze. Had to pull up in that Benz, I'm goin' D-sweeze. Like my nigga can't five, I tell him B's. My cousin bangin' for the five, he bangin' big B's. Huh. But my homies from the other side, I don't bang cause they bang for me otherwise. Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Y'all party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank loan.
She think I love her, I'm just gassing like Valero. Hop in the coupe with a bird, she's a sparrow. Niggas mad cause I keep shooters like LaMelo. Don't be mad, your niggas softer than some pillows. See what some pointers in your ear, bitch, these igloos. And what I spent on this chain cause a ice age. She just tryna kick it, I ain't Luke Kane. Big Bentley whipping, talking Moose Sane. Big nigga drip, make a sucker than the colonist. Door close itself, all I do is press a button it. Bought a B&B, cause that's what I feel like fucking it. Louis V, duffel, yeah, them racks, we be stuffing. Nigga clap, do the soldier, yeah. She throw it back, I'm like, hold up, yeah. Ayy, in the cream soda, eh. Got some gas, nigga, roll up, eh.
Fly nigga, I be floating, I Rolls Royce. If she want me, then she got me, you got no choice. We getting money and we popping, you make no noise. Y'all party bad bitches, we want no boys. Big mansion in the hills, I'm Uncle Elroy. Throw my money, do my dance while they stare on. She gon' bust me down cause my bank long. I just made a 50, ain't no bank long.